The census, as required by the U.S. Constitution, is meant to use that count of the people to determine representation in Congress. But it determines a lot more than that these days. As we heard on Stateside yesterday, the questions and controversy surrounding the 2020 census have experts worried about the count's accuracy. The census doesn't actually start until March of next year, but Detroit is already working on a shadow census. Vicky Kovari was appointed by Mayor Mike Duggan to lead that effort, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Lester.
So you've got a year before the first mailers are sent out by the federal government. Why do you need to start preparing now?
Well, the census is critically important to Detroit and Michigan, not only in terms of the kinds of money that comes in from the federal government based on census numbers, but because in the beginning of Mayor Duggan's term, he talked about his legacy being judged on the basis of whether our population was growing or not. And so we have a real sense of urgency and importance about making sure that everyone in the city of Detroit is counted. And based on what happened in 2010, when our response rate went down by 6%, and we got a fairly late start then, we really wanted to make this different and really increase our response rate this census, as opposed to the one 10 years ago.
The release from the city of Detroit mentioned the hardest to count. Who mm-hmm. are these people who are the hardest to count and why?
Well, there's two ways to look at hardest to count. One is in terms of geography. So the census has given a score to every single census tract in the country based on a bunch of data that they've collected since 2010. And we've taken those scores. It's a number that predicts how many people will not respond in a given census tract. So we've looked at those numbers and we've looked at the response rates from 2010. And we can really identify now which areas of the city, especially those with high populations, that have the greatest likelihood of a large non-response group. We're going to map all that out. This is going to be a very much a data-driven operation. But the other way to look at it is hardest to count populations. So beyond geography, the Census Bureau knows, based on years of research, that children under five are really undercounted, especially in urban areas. Foreign language speakers are undercounted. Adults, Black and Hispanic males, are another seriously undercounted population. And so we've also looked at, in the city, areas where there's concentrations of those. Millennials and young people are another undercounted population. So we're mapping all those areas where there's concentrations of those populations.
So how do you go about finding those folks and making sure that they respond to the census?
Well, we're going to have our own really robust outreach operation. We're going to rely heavily on the city's Department of Neighborhoods, who has a master list of hundreds of organizations in each of these areas and has been working with leaders in these areas for 4 or 5 years now. So we're going to rely a lot on our leadership on the ground in these neighborhoods to help us identify not only households that might be undercounted, but group quarters, which is a really difficult thing for the census to undercount. You know, adult foster care homes or nursing homes, those kinds of things. So we're going to really have a big operation. We just formed our Detroit Complete Count Committee, which is going to help us with a bunch of stakeholders, not only among these kinds of populations, but also people in business, people in universities, et cetera. So we're going to rely on them and their expertise and their networks to really help us reach into every single census tract in the city. And we're doing a big media campaign, you know, with huge online presence as well as radio, billboards, those kinds of things.
The Trump administration wants to include a question about citizenship on census forms. For now, that's been blocked by a court, but the Justice Department is appealing. How would that affect the attempt to get a proper count of people in Detroit?
Well, I think anything that makes people more fearful than they already are is bad for the census. And a citizenship question falls into that category. People have a hard time sharing information with the federal government, period. And then with a citizenship question, it makes people more fearful about how the information is going to be used. Even though the census is by federal law bound not to share information collected with anybody or any federal department, they're not allowed to even make it public for 72 years. So even though there's those protections, there's still that fear out there. We think that the judge's opinion was really meticulous and have a lot of hope that it'll withstand a Supreme Court challenge.
So what is at stake if the census undercounts Detroit?
What's at stake are several things. Number one, there's estimates that Detroit itself loses about $1,400 to $1,500 per person for everyone that's not counted. If you multiply that over 10 years, we're talking about several hundred million dollars. And this is in money that comes to the state and the city through Medicaid. This is Head Start money. This is money for roads. So census numbers have a huge impact on the quality of life here and across the state. So that's one thing. The other thing is we really want to make sure that people know that they matter and that everyone, regardless of the size of their family, regardless of where they live, regardless of their race, that everyone matters in the city and it matters that they're counted. And we want to see the population grow. I think just even psychologically, it has a big impact on people to know that their neighborhood is actually gaining in population. It has a big impact on future investments in the city. So for all those reasons, this count is critically important.
It is not unusual for major U.S. cities to prepare for the census, but I get the distinct feeling that there's more urgency this time. Is that right? And if so, why?
Yes, I think there is. I think a couple of reasons. This is going to be the first online census ever. And I think a lot of urban areas, especially like Detroit, where there's a big chunk of the population that isn't connected to the internet, there's a lot of worry that they'll somehow fall through the cracks. You will be able to request a paper form, but the first thing the census is going to send out is a postcard, which is going to try to encourage people to fill the form out online. So we're all worried about how people are going to respond to that. And I think that gives us all a sense of urgency. I think the questions around the citizenship question is also a reason why a lot of larger cities across the country and other areas who have significant immigrant populations are worried and have a sense of urgency about the census. And, you know, just being able to in this kind of climate, when there is a lot of mistrust around government, that the whole political climate has been so toxic, I think that's just another layer that causes concern among a lot of us.
Vicky Govari is the director of the Detroit 2020 Census Project. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Matt. It's my pleasure.